here today. In John chapter 14, verse 21, as I was getting ready to prepare a message, sometimes it's hard to find exactly where the Lord wants you to go. I mean, it's not like a Sunday school teacher. We have a book and all we got to do is turn to the next chapter. It's a little more difficult for me and Brother Marshall. The next chapter sometimes hard to find in the Bible. But I was going to prepare a message on Christ loves us in John 3:16 as I began to prepare that message. And, you know, Jesus Christ proved that he loved us without a shadow of doubt. Did you know that Jesus Christ loved you today? I think everybody is aware of that Jesus Christ loved us. He is willing to die on the cross for our sin. But then he turned it around on me, and I'm always... God preaches these messages to me before he allows me to preach them to you. And he said, well, you know that I love you, but how about it, IB, do you love me? So the question is to you this morning. There's no doubt in your mind, I'm sure this morning, that Jesus Christ loves you. Do what he done on the cross for every one of us. I don't think there's any doubt in our mind. But do you love the Lord? That's a test of love in these verses I'm fixing to read and what he put together for me. And a lot of times you see the Word of God and the Spirit of God will break your heart. Y'all know that? If you don't, you need to be broken. But we have in these verses of Scripture here, verse 21 of chapter 14 of John and on that we'll be reading is really the test of love, and it all boils down to obedience. It is the standard of this test in these verses of Scripture. Answer is how do you love Jesus and how much you love Jesus is by your obedience to him. Now, are you really obeying the Word of God? Do you obey Jesus Christ? Every day, all the time, do we really obey Jesus Christ? Well, a lot of Christians, including myself, always preaching to myself. A little boy kept falling out of bed. His mother kept getting up and putting him back in bed. And she said, honey, what's wrong? You keep falling out of bed. He says, Mom, I guess I sleep too close where I got in at. And you know, a lot of Christians goes to sleep too close or they get into salvation. They go to sleep. Salvation is not the beginning of a new and victorious life. It is the beginning of a relationship that will last for all eternity. It is the beginning. Too many people are satisfied where they at in the Christian life. Are you satisfied this morning in your obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you satisfied that you love him as you should love Jesus Christ? You see, God wants to move us further into the knowledge of his Lord, of his Son Jesus Christ. Grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But many are satisfied with the status quo of life. Just enough of Jesus, just enough of church to get us by, but not enough for us to grow. Where do you fit in at? I'm glad that I can't see each of you's heart. God didn't send me here to do that. But he knows your heart. And he knows my heart. And the test is a test of the Word of God that we must take each day. And it says in John 14 and 21, he that hath my commandments and keep him then, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself unto him. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you, Father, for what you've done on Calvary's cross. To make it possible, Father, that we can gather here even this day. In your precious and your holy name. Father, we know that you're here with us in a mighty and a special way. Father, you want to be, and we thank you, Lord, and we invite you to be in our midst. Without you, Jesus Christ, we would be nothing. Meeting here would be nothing today without you. But Father, we know that you examine our heart by the Word of God, by the Spirit of God. Father, do we, each one of us, as you test our hearts this morning, do we really love you as we ought to love you and we should love you? Do we really love Jesus? Are we just playing like we do? Father, we pray that you might visit each and every one of us, that our hearts might be laid open and bare before you. And Father, we pray for the convicting Spirit of God upon our heart this day. And Lord, as we go away from here this morning, I pray that each and every one of us today, including myself, will love you more and obey you more than we ever have before as we see the time approaching. In the name of Jesus, we humbly pray. Amen. Every day you are tested by your actions, your family and your friends and your neighbors. Are there a balance in your life of evidence that you are saved? Can they see enough of that to convince them that you love Jesus Christ? Do your family, your friends, and do your neighbors, can they see the evidence in your life that convinces them that you love Jesus? Well, that old song we sing in our hymn book, Trust and Obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Amen. But the key to victory is to trust and obey. Now, what's wrong with a lot of Christians today? What's wrong with a lot of families today? What's wrong with our church today? And it comes into a word that says disobedience. That's what's wrong with a lot of Christians, a lot of churches today, and a lot of family today. They will not obey the Word of God. And they are not happy in their faith. They have just enough to endure their faith rather than enjoy their faith. John chapter 14 and on 15 through 18 now. It says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. Obedience. Obedience. Don't hear too much about that today in pulpits across America. But you see, there was multitude of people that was following Jesus Christ, doing all the miracles. He fed the 5,000, all the miracles. I mean, they were just multitude of people following Jesus Christ. But whenever Jesus Christ says, pick up your cross and follow me, they left Jesus Christ like a rat leaving a sinking ship, because he commanded them to pick up that cross and follow him. You cannot do that without loving Jesus Christ. Reason people do not want to grow and get involved today, they don't want to obey the Word of God. Many things that hinges on the obedience today. That is a great word we need to understand, that obedience. The motivation or the motive for obedience is the love of God. There's nothing else can motivate you except the love of God anymore. That is one of the greatest things that we have, is the love of God too, for us to be obedient. Again, in that verse of scriptures in John 14 and 15. If you love me, keep my commandment. How you doing on your test so far? If you love me, keep my commandment. Most motivating thing is the Word of God and the love for Jesus Christ. And this morning here, that you have proved this morning that you love Jesus Christ by being here. Every time that you come to church, you're proving to God and say, God, I love you, and also I love the people of God. See, people can tell you that they love the Lord, but if they don't want to obey him, now what did it say in that verse of scriptures? They say, I love him, but they won't obey him. Actions speak louder than words. If we say that we love Jesus Christ and do not obey him, it's just empty talk. The x-ray of your life this morning, again, 14:21, he that hath my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself unto him. That's a great verse of scripture today. Manifest myself unto him. Have Jesus Christ manifested himself to you before? You see, there's a lot of things in the Word of God. Do you know more about the Word of God than you're willing to do? Are you able to do all the commands of God in the Bible, or do you do the commands of the Bible? You know, when I first got saved, I didn't know anything at all about the Bible. I don't know much more about it now, but I know a little bit more when I first got saved. I didn't know much difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. But I started reading. I had two prayers that I prayed every day after I got saved. Lord, increase my desire to study the Word of God. He's always given me a desire to study more. And also, I pray a foolish prayer. That prayer was, Lord, use me. Now, that's a foolish prayer, and that's an ignorant prayer. Now, you're saved, and you ask God to use you. That, you know what? If you're saved, he's going to use you anyway, but I'll tell you what, he'll use you up if you allow him. And I didn't have to pray that prayer because I was saved. But that was an ignorant prayer that I prayed. I would read the New Testament every 6 weeks. I bought me a little small New Testament. I'd read that New Testament every 6 weeks. I'd go every 6 weeks. I'd read it. I'd go through the Bible about twice a year, the whole Bible, and I'd read it all the time. And when I first started reading it, I said, whoa. I know more about it right now than I can do. Do you? But it's too late. You can't quit. I better quit reading this Bible. I know more about it now than I'm doing and I want to do. But you see, God keeps working on you more and more and more and more and more. So this morning I want to admit to you that I really know more than what I do. How about you? You want to be honest with God? Do you know more about the Word of God than what you're doing? I could prove that to you if I wanted to, but I won't do that. But I guarantee you, most of, if not all of us, know more than what we're willing to do. The proof from day by day that we are saved, that we love the Lord Jesus Christ. Mark 12 and 30 it says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, to love, love, love. The proof on our daily basis that we are saved. And this is just the reality of love, what I just read to you. In Matthew 15 and 8 it says, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth. That hit anybody? With their mouth. And honor me with their lips. You say that you love Jesus Christ. We need to stand up and sing that song, oh, how I love Jesus Christ. Then we read the scriptures again. Oh, how I love Jesus Christ. But it says, their heart is far from me. Your action is going to prove what you say in your mouth and through your lips is not honest with God with your action. If we're not willing to keep his commandments and do what you know that you ought to do for Lord Jesus Christ. The day before it's over, we prove to you today, do we really love Jesus Christ? Our action shows if we have a burning passion and emotion for the love of Jesus Christ. We might sing that song tonight, oh, how I love Jesus. I wonder if you'd be here to help us sing that song, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus Christ. You see, the church, as we gather together to worship, well, that's what we're doing no matter what song that we sing. But you see, the reality of love is obedience of God and his word. But see, there's responsibilities of love, too. In Mark chapter 12 and 30, it says, love the Lord with all your soul. What does that mean? Your entire self. Give your whole person to Jesus Christ. Have you give everything to Jesus Christ? Have you surrendered all? We're saying that others also say, Lord, I surrender all. Have you surrendered all of your life to Jesus Christ? You know, that is a commandment that he's commanded you. Have you done that this morning? Lord, I love you with all my soul. Brother Ray sings that song, there's a room in my heart that I wouldn't even go. You know what that's really telling us in that song, Brother Ray? That's telling us there's a room right there, Lord, stay out of. There's a room over there. That room over there is my time. Don't mess with my time, Lord. I love you. But my time on that recliner or my pleasures or what I want to do, that's my time. Don't mess with my, now I'll give you a little bit once in a while on Sunday. But you see the other 6 days a week, and that's my, stay out of that door. Do you love me? Keep my commandment. We have other doors in our life, do we not? We want the Lord to stay out of. If you're with me this morning, you can do like this right here if you're not going to say amen. because that's my time. You see, stay off my time. And Lord, I got a room over here, that's my tithes. You know, the Lord commands us a tenth of everything he gives us goes back to him, and that shows you the rest of 90% belongs to him also. But Lord, hey, I don't want you to mess with now my, hey, all they want to do down there at that church is talk about money. My tithe, 10% of your income belongs to the Lord to start with. Then after that, he'll tell you how much he wants you to give. But the Lord has already commanded us for 10%. Now that room over there is my tithes. My time over here, my tithes over there, and don't mess with my tithes, and don't mess with my time. Oh, Lord, oh, how I love the Lord. Oh, how I love the Lord. But I got a couple of rooms there I don't want you to mess with. But you see, there are some other rooms. You see, there are some other rooms that God is speaking to you right now about. What is it that God is speaking to you about right now? It goes on and on. X-ray of our heart is a test now. Responsive to the love of God by obeying what he tells us to do. You see, I'm not making this up. This comes out of the Word of God. The reasonableness of love with all thy mind. You know, we may have our head full, but we have an empty heart a lot of times. That's what's wrong with a lot of people, a lot of Christians, a lot of churches today. All they hear the Word of God, they got a head full of it, but the heart is very, very empty. Wednesday night, I have preached two Wednesday night on two verses of scriptures. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. Did you hear that while I preached last night? Did y'all hear that? Well, you ought to have. That's the time the Lord gave you. Because the devil wants your mind. Well, he can fill it full of error. And the average Christian, by proof, shows who's got their mind. Action proves it. How much we love Jesus Christ. He explains it to us, does he not? 2 Timothy 2 and 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. A resourcefulness of love of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, all of our energy are focused on Jesus Christ. Study, it says, and show yourself the approved of God. James 4 and 6, 4 and 8, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Now, how many of us wants God to draw nigh to us? How many of us really wants God to draw nigh to us? Draw nigh, it says, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hand, you sinners. You purify your heart, you double-minded man. How many of us really want that? You know, the day, and I read that verse of scripture, I said, Lord, I tell you, I need to ask the church to help me to love Jesus Christ more. Do you want each of us to pray for you to love the Lord more? Don't you think we're to pray for each other, everyone in here, for us to love the Lord more, every one of us? To love the Lord more. All our soul, our mind, and our heart, and all of our strength. We can say today, I love the Lord, and we do not keep his commandment. We are obeying, or are we not obeying what the book says? If you love the Lord with all your soul, your mind, your strength, you see, God could created us, or we wouldn't have a choice. We had to come, and we had to worship him, had to serve him, but he did not. He gave you a free will. He gave you a choice for being here this morning of obedience, because I explained to you in the Word of God before, you see, you don't come to the house of God when you choose to. You come to obey the Lord because God's already called you. God's already saved you. You don't belong to yourself anymore if you're a child of God. You belong to Jesus. And anything I own, I can do what I want to with it. And he owns you by his precious blood. Therefore, he has commanded you to come. So whether you come or you don't come, it's by obedience. It's not a choice. The choice is already made for you. And everything that I told you, the choice has been made by the Word of God, by Christ Jesus Christ. You don't belong to yourself. You're just by obedience, you come and do what God has called us to do. In Luke chapter 19 and verse 40, and he answered and said unto them, I'll tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. I started getting my little box of rocks I'm bringing out this morning, little prayer rocks, because you see, I can also turn that into a praise rock. Keep it in your pocket. I might do that tonight. Let you come by and get one. And every time you get that rock, you think about praising the Lord. I don't want this rock in my pocket to praise the Lord. I want to. Don't you think, Lord, just praise the Lord sometime? Just stop whatever you're doing, just find that rock and say, I think I just praise the Lord. Lord, I don't want to ask you for anything. And most of my prayers is gimme, gimme, gimme. Amen? Do for me, do for me, do for me. Pray, 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 pray. What can you do for me? Lord, I don't want to ask you for anything. You've been too good to me already. You have bestowed upon me more blessings than I'm able to receive. He said he had opened up the windows of heaven and he'd pour out blessings too great for us to receive. He's already done that for me. How about you? Too great for me to receive. Lord, I don't need to ask you for anything this morning. I just need to praise you. You know, that's what he's asking us to do. That's what he's looking for us to do. For us to grow in grace and knowledge, and the more that you know about Jesus Christ, you know one thing, the more that you know about him, the more that you love him, and the more that you love him, the more that you serve him, the more that you serve him, the more that you obey him. It goes right on down the line. And all he asks us is just to love him. Because, you see, he first loved us. And he's asking us to love him. I said, God, I don't really love you like I really think I ought to love you. How about you this morning? How are you doing on your test this morning? Are you passing your test pretty good? I mean, can you make an A on loving God this morning like you know you ought to? Are you making an A this morning? I never was good at tests. I really wasn't. I tell you what, I hope we got the kids, y'all close your eyes and close your ears. Don't look at me, don't say anything, don't hear me. But I got caught cheating on a test one time. I know none of y'all ever done that. Nobody else never got caught cheating on a test, or I wouldn't cheat on a test. Y'all wouldn't do that, would you? But the teacher caught me, Miss Dean, English teacher. And how she caught me, she's graded the papers the next day, and I always like to sit by Hugh Bennett, some of the smart people at school. And I look over their shoulder, you know, and he'd fix his paper, I could see it. And he got to a question, he said, and he wrote on this question, I don't know the answer to this question. And I wrote on mine, I don't either. I never was too good at tests. And I want to be frank with you this morning. I haven't been too good at this test. But this test, I can't cheat on it. Because the Lord's already got it open before him. How you do it on your test? You see, the measure of our obedience is the Word of God. In John 14:21 and on, he that hath my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of the Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself unto him. Judas in verse 22, Judas said unto him, not of his carrot, Lord, how is it thou will manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we'll come unto him and make our abode with him. Settle down with him. Are you doing pretty good on your obedience? How do you know if you're obeying the Lord or not? I told you Wednesday night, you know, you got three enemies. You got the flesh and you got the world and you got the devil. The word of God is truth. You can't keep his commandments until you know them and have them. You got to know them, you got to have them. He that hath my commandments, get into the Word of God. Measure of your obedience, the test by x-ray this morning. Are you bringing your life in the conformity with the Word of God? Are you bringing your life in the conformity of the Word of God? If you're not, you know what? That's rebellion, idolatry, disobedient, stubbornness, obeying the Word of God. If we don't, we are rebelling against the Word of God. God has told you and commanded you, and sometimes we think, oh, well, that's a little thing. That commandment's a little thing. Well, most of us have children, and sometimes, you know, back in those early days in this country, you spank kids. Not today. No, not today. But, I mean, you used to. Back whenever, you know, that was child abuse, you spank youngins. Oh, no, not today. But I don't know if Carl and David and Craig, I remember I spanked one of them. I don't remember. I think it was a piece of paper. I said, pick up that piece of paper. And I don't think they picked up that piece of paper. And I spanked one of them. And Joel said, you spanked them for not picking up a little piece of paper? I says, no. I spanked them for disobedience. See, it's a small thing that God has told you to do in His Word. The disobedient part is the big thing. When children don't disobey, when they disobey the parent, that's the big thing. No matter what you tell them to do, it might be a small thing, but when they disobey, that's the biggie. And God has told you to do some things, and some of you say, well, that's a pretty small thing to do. That's a lot. You know, God will he'll look over that. No, the thing about it is God will not look over disobedience. No matter how small the issue is in your life, He will not look over the disobedience. It's what He told you to do. You know what? He might have told you, you know, go to apologize to somebody. Oh, that's a little thing. Well, that might be a little thing, but He's already convinced you to do so, though. And if you don't do it, that's disobedient. Like, again, He said He might go witness to somebody. Well, I you know, I'll do it when I get. Well, that's disobedient if you don't do it. You know, sometimes our choir will be bigger than it is because some of you will be singing. You can sing up here in the choir and you don't do it. You say, well, that's a little thing. God's going to overlook that. It's not the singing in the choir. It's a disobedient by conviction. He's already convicted you to be here. And the same thing about whenever these doors are open. You see, God has already taught you. It says in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, not forsake the assembling ourselves together as a manner of some is, but exhorting, that means encouraging one another so much as we, the more as we see that day approaching. And I see it approaching very fastly today. Test. Is Jesus Christ real to you? Does He really manifest Himself to you? Do you love Him? Or do you have the assurance of that love in your heart for Jesus Christ? Why? If we do not, it's because we are not obeying the Word of God. Again, that 14:21. He that have my commandment, do you have it? They will come a time, he says, of those that have my word, he says, I'll manifest myself unto him if you keep my word. Now, they will come a time for every one of us, every one of us, the greatest thing, the most dearest thing that you'll ever have and need in your life is for Jesus Christ to magnify himself personally to you in the time of whatever you're going to go through, and you're going to go through something. When your family can't be with you, there's no answer to your problems that you can find nowhere. But whenever Jesus Christ come and he manifests himself just to you, that words cannot explain to anybody else what Jesus Christ has done just for you by magnifying himself to you, you'll understand that love more than you ever have before. Verse 23, 22 and 23, as I've already read, he said, he abide with him. That means to dwell. And most of us know that I mentioned it several times. You go off to a motel, and you know, and you spend the night, and you get on that bed, but you don't abide in that motel. You just endure in that motel. When you get back home, you dwell. You settle down, and it feels good. He says, I'll come in, and I'll settle down with you. 1 Corinthians 2 and 14 said, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. I might be preaching foolish to some of you this morning. If I am, it's because you have the natural mind. Neither can be known them because they are spiritual things that I'm talking to you about. If you do not obey the Bible, I'm going to tell you what this Bible will become to you is a dull book. If you do not obey the Bible, it will become a very dull book. And I tell you what, church will become a dull gathering to you. You understand the Bible, what it says for us to do, and honestly, we'll understand it by the Word of God and by doing the Word of God, what He's already told us to do. To know the Word of God, to understand the Word of God. You see, this morning you say, I want to know Jesus Christ better. I want to know Him better. I want to know Him better. There's only one way that you can know Jesus Christ better, and that's by obeying. You know, we have a lot of Bible studies going on. Ladies, y'all had your Bible study. That's good. I encourage it all the time, Bible studies. But you see, you do not learn about Jesus Christ in Bible studies. You learn knowledge, but you don't know him. You know him by obeying. You're going to have all the Bible studies you want to, which is good. You gather knowledge about Jesus Christ, but you will not know Jesus Christ better by just knowing knowledge here. It comes by obeying here. Obeying what you already know. You see, the might of the power of obedience in the Spirit of God, that's what keeps us to understand. We cannot live the Christian life in our own strength. You know what? God don't expect us to live the Christian life in our own strength, because that is impossible. Only the supernatural strength by obeying in the Spirit of God through the Word of God. Verses 16 of that same chapter. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. Obeying the Lord, his word. His word. Do we really do that? We don't serve the Lord and obey the Lord in our own strength, our own flesh. It is by the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Did you know what? This morning, you cannot love Jesus Christ without the Holy Spirit. That's it. That's who introduced me to Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit of God. You see, the Word of God, the Spirit of God takes the Word of God, and what he does, he shows you the Son of God. Without that, you're not going to love him. The Spirit of God takes the Word of God and shows you the Son of God and all his love. That's through the Spirit of God and through the Word of God. You're not going to know him unless you understand you have the Spirit of God. You're not going to obey the Word of God without the Spirit of God. You're not going to obey the Word of God without the Spirit of God. God does not call on you to do that on your own self, because he says, I'll be with you forever. Romans 5 and 6, for when we were yet without strength in due time, that is the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. You see, whenever you was lost, you didn't have the strength. Now, a lot of people come and say, well, I'm going to get my life right. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to turn over a new leaf. I'm going to do this. I'll start coming to church. I'm going to do this. What they're trying to do is get themselves acceptable to God. They think they're going to have enough of strength to live the godly life, but you will not live the godly life on your own without the Holy Spirit of God. Lost people cannot do that. You see, Adam and Eve, forbidden fruit, the knowledge of good and evil, and they have passed that on to us today, how real it is, because when their eyes were open and they had the knowledge of good and evil, there's good. But Adam and Eve found out they didn't have the strength to do it. There's evil, but they found out they didn't have the strength not to do it. Have you found out the same in your life? Have you found out that the same in your life? You know, Paul says, you know, he's in a between two, a war going on in him. That I ought to do, I don't do. That I should do, I don't do. It's just a war going on. Well, that came from Adam and Eve. Without the Word of God and the Spirit of God, we're like Adam and Eve. We try to sow fig leaves together. That's the first religion in the world, was fig leaves. To try to cover themselves with something other than the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's what a lot of people try to do today. They try to cover themselves with fig leaves. Maybe it's church membership. You see, church membership and baptism is nothing but fig leaves without the Spirit of God. Without being saved, that's back in this water here, that's just fig leaves. Being a member of Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, and there's a lot of people on the roll of Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, I'm going to tell you what, it's nothing but fig leaves to them. I don't know who they are. God does. Without the Spirit of God and the Word of God, there's nothing but just pure old fig leaves. You got to have the Holy Spirit of God. Without that, they are no strength. I don't understand, and I don't really understand. Well, you won't never understand because the Holy Spirit shows you. Have you ever read the same verse of scriptures over and over and over and over and every while a light comes on? Whew, I'd never seen that before, and I read it 100 times. I'd never seen that before. You know what that was? That was the Spirit of God illuminating your mind at the time that you need it. Because it says here a little, there a little, line here, line there. And besides that, your little mind is less like my little mind. God don't expect us to know all about this word. To start with, if you knew all about this word, you'd be God. I'm glad I got a God big enough I can understand. Because if I can understand him, we'd be done like a man. But there's stuff that we'll never understand. God don't expect us to understand everything in the Word of God. But how about the things that you do understand that you don't do? That's where it comes down at. The secret of obedience is the love of God. Romans 8:27. He that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercessions for the saints according to the will of God all the time. Romans 5:5 tells us again, and the hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in the heart by the Holy Ghost which is given unto you. You see, we have the secret of the obedience is a love for God. Now that keeps us with obedience if we love him. But see, the standard of obedience is the Word of God. That's the standard for us to obey, is the Word of God. Proverbs 3:6. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Do you do that this morning? How you doing on your test? In all thy ways acknowledge him. Have you done this past week? Let me tell you, I have not. Are you guilty? Then it says, he shall direct your path. He'll show you just which way to go. The Word of God will direct your path through the Holy Spirit of God. How you doing now? Romans 8:14. For as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. How are you doing on your test? The strength of obedience is the Holy Spirit of God. You want some strength? Well, it comes by the obedience of the Spirit of God. You see, the Holy Spirit is not a force that I use. He is a person that uses me. You better get that. He is a person that uses me if I will allow him. He is a real person, not just a force as some people believe. John 14:15-16, again, that Spirit of truth. Not what I do for the Lord that counts. It's what I allow God to do in and through me. Oh, I want to do something for the Lord. I want to do something for the Lord. I want to do something for the Lord. Don't want you to do nothing for him. You know what God does want? He wants to do something through every one of us that he will be magnified. Quit trying to help out God and surrender all the rooms in your heart to him, and it'll be amazing what he can do. He might make another Billy Graham out of somebody here at the church. That's exactly what it's all about, is turning your life loose to Jesus Christ and doing what you know that you ought to do. I didn't do too good on my test. How about you? You know, whenever I know that I'm failed this test, you know what I do? Honest thing that I can do, I go to the Lord and I say, Lord, forgive me. That's all I can do. I can't live and pay him back by the way I live. He don't want your money. Keep your money. You think, God, you're going to buy some good deed with the Lord with your money? Keep it. God don't need your money. God don't expect you to. He don't want your money to start with. He wants you. Because when he got you, he's got everything. So you keep your stinking money if that's what you think God wants. One of the hurdles in the Christian life, you see these runners jump these hurdles. I'll tell you right now, you are a born-again child of God. You will never grow and you will never get over the hurdle of the Christian life when you come up to this hurdle. If it is tithing and you do not understand and you don't want to give in tithing, and tithing comes more than just money, time, talent, and your money, but you will never grow and you will never get over this hurdle until you understand that everything you got belongs to God. He gave you everything. Well, I had to work, and yeah, you was a good business person, good business lady, you was a good businessman, you made good investment, you done that. But listen, God gave you the mind to do that. It's all of God. What you have now is your home, your cars, your swimming pools, your boats and land or whatever you got, money in the bank. Everything comes from God. How come we don't love Him? It's not what you've done, it's what God has done for you. And your health. You are very rich this morning if you have good health. Because most of us makes about 4 or 5 trips to a doctor or a hospital a week. You know, and it's all day long. If you go to a doctor, that's the day's gone. That's one day, you know, you can just get the Lord. Because if you got to go to a doctor, it's all over with. How about your test? How you do this morning? Do you love Jesus Christ? Oh, how I love Jesus. You know, before the day's over, the Holy Spirit of God is going to prove to you, are you going to prove to the Holy Spirit of God whether you love Him or not? That's a test you can't get out of. He may already have tested you this morning when the plate was offered this morning. Might have been tested during Sunday school. I don't know. I know one thing, it ain't my job, and I'm glad it ain't. But when I preach the Word of God, I'm going to tell you the power of all heaven is back of it. And it's not me that's doing this preaching this morning. It is the Word of God and the Spirit of God. I've done my job, and I guarantee you one thing, the Holy Spirit of God will do His job too. And He has already convicted you of what you need to do. Do you love Jesus Christ? Lord, I want to tell you, I'm guilty this morning because I have not loved you like I should love you. I wonder if that's on anybody's heart here this morning. Have you really loved the Lord like you should? Do you love Him as you say that you love Him and keep His commandments? Little thing, but the biggie is you're not obeying. As we come with a song of invitation, I hope we don't have to close out this service. I hope it goes on home with you. I hope this goes on home with you. I know it have with me for a couple of days. It's hard, as me and Brother Marshall knows, whenever you study for several hours. And you look at your watch and say, well, 30 minutes is already over with. But you see, it's not never really over with. Sunday school teacher, you study and study and study in that class, you know, and you teach and do your best you can, you know, without 30 minutes, well, it's done gone, though. It's not really gone. Not if you use the Word of God. It's there. See, the Word of God, it keeps going. And you know what the Bible says? My Word goes forth, and it will not come back void. It will accomplish what I sent it out to do. And God has sent it to your heart this morning to be honest with God. Everybody in this building, do you love Jesus Christ as you say that you love Him? Do you really obey Him? As we stand and sing this song this morning.